Okay, good morning, Masechet Kritut, Daf Yud Aleph, and we're starting at the bottom of Yud Amud Bet. Short Chodesh Elul, Sama Gud Chodesh. Okay, this is like this. Ma ben Shifcha le ben kol harayot shelo, ben kol harayot. What is between a Shifcha and all other rites? In other words, if you have relations with the Shifcha, as opposed to any of the other rites that are asked to you. So the Mishnah is like a Shelo, Shifcha lahen, because the Torah made a distinction between them. Lo ba'onesh, they aren't having the same punishment. Vlo ba'korban, and they don't bring the same korban. Shekol ha'arayot b'chatat v'shibche ba'asham. When it comes to all arayot, if you do the shogeg, you bring a korban, so you bring a korban chatat. Here in this case, we'll see, it depends who it is, but it looks like it's the man, not the woman, and brings a korban asham. Kol ha'arayot echareish v'chareish, it makes no difference who they are, the man or the woman, they both get the same punishment. If it's mitzvah, they both get mitzvah. If it's makor, they get makor. If it's a korban, they both bring a korban. Shal makor v'korban. U'b'shivcha lo hishva lo ha'ish le'isha b'makot. And when it comes to kor, to a shivcha, the shivcha and the man who's having relationship with her are not the same, right? Because if you read Rashi over here at the bottom, u'b'shivcha sh'isha loka va'ish Asha. The woman gets the malkot, and the man only brings a korban asha. Right? Velo hishva isha ish b'korban, neither b'korban, because there we saw, right? She brings the korban, he brings the korban, she gets malkot. Kol arayot asa bahen et ha'areke gomer. We've seen this before. With all other arayot. Now, halachically, intercourse is divided into three stages. There's just initial penetration or complete penetration, we'll see, and that first stage could be also divided into the other two stages we rushed just now. Right? V'chaye v'ko b'ya v'ya. I look at Rashi here. Kod ha'arayot kurana sa ben ma'arei kegomer. B'masechet yevamot, perek abad yevamto. Right? And we see over here that this isn't the case. Like the Rashi is over the Amud. U'b'shivcha en ha'chayev ela gemar b'ya. See the Rashi there on Yud Aleph already, that's the Rashi from the previous Amud. With regards to a Shifcha, she's only Chayiv when there's full intercourse. Right? The Shichvat Zerah Ketiv, because the Pasuk uses the word Shichvat Zerah, it has to be something which she can fall pregnant from. Shiru'uya Lazria. Okay? V'chol ha'arayot, Chayav ha'kol b'ya, that's also the Rashi from the previous Amud. U'b'shifcha Amud le'al b'pirkin, she'medi korban echad al b'yot ha'ri. We already saw that in Mishnah the other day. With regards to Shifcha, if there's multiple intercourse with the Shifcha, you're having one korban. Okay, even though I'm not talking about with multiple shivch shvachot, the same woman, right? When you do be a number of times, you only got to bring one korban. That's a separate din. So we see that shivcha is completely different to all the other rashi. I left out this rashi at the beginning of our binyan. And yeah, the Mishnah carries on and says zu chomer, right? The shivcha. This is the chumrah. What's the chumrah? Hichmir b'shivcha she'asa ba et ha'mezid k'shogeg. It makes no difference if it's made by shogeg. It's the same thing. Right? And ezo shivcha. Now, which shivcha are we speaking about? Kol shechetzia shivcha chetzia bat chorin. Irrespective of whether she's half a shivcha, half a chetzia, even she's partially redeemed. That's just difficult for me to get used to not seeing Ari there, but I can't manage. Right? V'chetzia bat chorin. Shneemar v'hevda lo nivdata. We'll see the pasuk of here says like this. It says, v'ich kishkab ish isha shichvat zera. Vishivcha, and she's a shivcha, v'nechrefet l'ish. Nechrefet means she's like dedicated to somebody, right? Because you can give your eved to an shivcha to marry her, and then the children are yours. Even an eved ivri can be with the shivcha k'nanit, remember? And then he goes home, and the children stay yours as slaves. V'hevda lo nivdata, o chufsha lo natana. Bikoritie lo yumtu ki lo chupasa. So we see the question here. The pasuk does speak about hevda lo nivdata. She's partially but not completely redeemed. So that's all Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it's a shivcha who's chatzi shivcha chatzi bat chori. Rabbi Shmuel omer zohi shivcha vadait. Rabbi Shmuel says no. It's machlok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel says we're talking about a shivcha vadait. A good Rashi. Rabbi Shmuel omer shivcha gemura, a fully fledged shivcha. Right? We haven't got a pasuk yet for Rabbi Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I think the Shita changed, the Mesura Shas changed, yes. The Mesura Shas changes that to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We'll see it later in the Gemara, we'll see it becomes clear why. Omer kol arayot, new alochia. Kol arayot mefurashot. So he says, all arayas, right, mefurashot. What mefurashot? Shein benot chorin, v'shir ein lanu, v'zo vada meshonehi. Right, it says, all our riots in the Torah are speaking about free women, not slaves. Right, and this over here, case a little bit different. He seems to be agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. It was going to say in a second, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Okay, so we've got to just to summarize very, very quickly. Shevra Harufa, one, she gets Malkut, he brings a korban. We saw multiple beers, one korban. Question is, what type of beer do you have to have? It be beer gemura or maure, or if it's just partial. And then we have Machlok Rabbi Shmael, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to fall in here with Rabbi Yehuda, that it's also a half released woman.
Presented as Rabbi Akiva.
The Shita Mekubetzet presents it as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar, which Shita Mekubetzet, which ought? Why did I miss that? Rabbi Elazar, Kodarayas. The second, the ought of the bet of the Shita Mekubetzet, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Sorry, you know what? It actually makes sense. I missed that. I didn't mark it off here. But it makes sense because in the Gemara we'll see a machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But if you look down, if you go very quickly, if you go to the, almost to the top, upper part of the middle, you see there's a says Tarabanan Vehevda Yachol Yechola Talmud Lomar Lot. And you see that there? See that the Gemara there? Then two lines down it says, Umureset Levit Ivri Di Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Omer B'Shivcha Knai Ketuv Nabeh. It actually makes sense that right. That Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Shkoch. I didn't pick that one up. Right, well, Shkoch. So so that's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, which makes more sense. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to agree with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Gemara says like this. Minalan Dehi Laki V'Hu Lo Laki. Where do we get this from? That she gets Malkut, doesn't get Malkut. It seems a bit strange, right? He has all the pleasure, so to speak, and she gets the Malkut. Probably that's why she's a slave. That's it. You can see what system we're living in, right? The Tan Rabbana, the writer says, Bikoret Yiye. What's Bikoret? Bikoret Aviya seems to be like when you do a Bakara. And not criticism, Bikoret, but Bikoret on assessment. You're like a Bakara. You assess the situation. Melamed Chi Loka. Right there, we see when the work of the Pasuk says Bikoret, we see that that implies that she gets the Malkot. Right, how do we know that? Because it's like Yachol Shnei, okay, we'll see it in a second. Yachol Shnei and looking, maybe both of them should get Malkot, Tamud Lomar Tihiye. Only she gets Malkot. He lokav, vi lokav, hu enu lokem. So now, minayin dahavya dahadein bikoret lishna de Malkot. How do we have this lashon of bikoret? Means Malkot. Right? So look at Rashi over there. Rashi's coming up in a second. Amar Yitzchak, tehe bekriya. Okay, the Rashi that corrects it to Bekriya, not Bekari. Tehe Bekriya, look at Rashi. What does it mean, Tehe Bekriya? She'en korin alea, pala Hashem et makotecha she'ken korin alea lokin v'masech makot. It says they, basically they read, they do korat the pasuk when she gets the makot, the Tanya. Gala dainin makre, the dayan, split up, the gadol, he does the reading. She'en imone, the second one does the counting. Shlishi omer hakeyu, and the third one says hit her. Now, none of the shoftim actually do the malkot. Yeah, there's a guy whose job it is to do the malkot, right? But the three dayanim, the one does the reading from pesukim. So we see over here that there's the first lashon that bikoret here means is shayach to malkot. Rashi says no. Rashi says a little bit different. What does it mean bikoret? But bikurti here. That's how I explained it. And Rashi says yeah, but bikurti here. What does it mean? She'im eina yechula lekabel arba'im omdinot habikur v'machshavas. We assess her what she's capable of getting. How many malkot can she get? Right, can she stand the 49, the 40 mark, which is actually 30, right? But no, you don't get a mark, 40, you get 39. Can she withstand the 39 or not? And then, right, and he's got a mission, it's like this, Kedit 9. Ein om dinoto, we don't assess her, ela makot aroi nishlash. We assess her in groups of, in other words, things that are divisible by 3. So you see over here, could go on 18, which is 6 times 3, or 21, 7 times 3, or 24, 8 times 3. Shayu makinoto shtayadot, right? Okay, I'm not exactly sure of how this whole story works, but anyhow. Rashi says, yeah, there's a Rashi which is taken out. You see that Milfanav Acharav. The Mesur HaShas says it says it Mila Acharav V'Achat Milfanav. I'm not exactly sure what it means. Okay, I'm beating the front and the back, but I'm not sure how that works. Umakre Yafinla Basekh Makot. Masekh Makot, there's a whole deal of how the whole process works. So we see here that it says Bikoret, and therefore Bikoret means Makot and only with regards to her. Tie Bikoret with regards to her, not the God team. So the bride says like this, Haish may be korban. Okay? when he gets Malkot, Sha'isha Loke, right, he brings a Korban. Now Rashi says over here, Bezman Sha'isha Loka. What does it mean, Bezman Sha'isha Loka? She'gedolehi ubat onshik. We'll see that the Gemara is going to tell us that the Korban of a man is connected to the Malkot of a woman. If she is a, if she's a katana and she's not bat onshin, and even he might be a gadol and is ben onshin, he won't bring a korban. Okay, that's what's going on over here. Whereas korban is directly related to the time that she gets malkut. That's what the Bible says. Shisha loke, ish may be korban. Aina isha loke, aina ish may be korban. Okay, there's a relationship between the two of them. The Gemara says minalan. When Amarava dichti veish ki yishkavet isha shichvat zera. When he has relations with her, that he can have children from her. Ish shivcha nichrefet ish, and she's a shivcha dedicated to a person. Vehivda velo nitat, and she's partially redeemed. O chupasa lo natanla, or she hasn't been redeemed properly, right? So it says the michde adacha beish kamishta yekra. The whole pasuk is discussing men. It says ish ki yishkavet isha, v'ish shivcha vehivda o chupasa. But who are we talking about? Who's the subject here? The man had relations with her. Nichto vehivi et hashemo l'Hashem. And then it's then the pasuk says Avirash Mor Hashem Ulevasov Lichto Bekoreti Hiye. Right, so it should have said normally we're discussing the man Veishki Yishkav. Then the subject is him. So what should we have said? That he should bring his korban, and then we should have returned and said, and she must and the Bekoreti Hiye. But no, the pasuk is the other round. It said Veishki Yishkav Et Isha Veishivcha Nivchat LeIsh VeDalu Tata Ochupasa Lo Nitan La Bekoreti Hiye Lo Yumtu. So we see that we first discuss her, and then we say in the in two pesukim later, or the next pasuk, ve'yevit ishamol Hashem bepetach ha'moed. So the first pasuk discussing started with the ish, but it mentions the woman. And then we go back and discuss the man. It should have, once we discuss the man, carry on about the man, and then go on and discuss the woman. So while it was the order like that, the pasuk says, we first discuss her and then him. This is why. If we have the Malkot, isn't the Bikori, which is the Malkot, lo yavihu et ashamo. So it was okay, beautiful. But it says, no, maybe this would be why we're bringing her here, not to teach us that it's related, that under all circumstances, he's excluded from the Malkot, from the Korban, but she always gets Malkot. And even she should bring the Korban as well. In other words, it's nothing to do with that. Say that she brings the Korban and she gets the Malkot. And he's just on the side. The Gemara says, no. It says that Bilashem, right, that he also brings his Korban, and therefore we don't exclude her, him, and she's not the only one responsible. Amar Yitzchak Lo'olam, Enochai Belat Shivcha Bo'lo Blavat. So Rabbi Yitzchak says as follows. We've been discussing Shivcha, what type of Shivcha? It says, you only Chayev, al shivcha ba'ula bilvad. What does shivcha ba'ula? I mean, a woman who's dedicated to a man, is having relations with someone else at the moment. Shnema v'yishivcha nechrefet leish. Because it says, shivcha nechrefet. She has a husband, so to speak, or like a quasi-husband. So, my mashmada nechrefet. And what does lashon nechrefet mean? He says, lishta deshanu yehu. It's different to what she was previously. There's a change in her circumstances. Look, Rashi. Lishta deshanu yehu, she nishtanet mi briata. Okay, she's different. Originally, it was on her own, now she's with somebody who dichtiv, but tishlach alav harifut. Harifut. Okay, but aim of im tikhosh. So, if you want to learn from here, got another pasuk. The pasuk is like this. The im tikhtosh et avi et evil, b'machtesh, b'toch harifot, ba'eli, with some sort of clear via, lotosum elabi varto, okay, ha'evil, b'machtesh, b'toch harifut, ba'eli. Okay. If you understand that's looking fantastic. Right. So now the Mishnah says like this, Ezo hi shifcha. Right? Gemara says, Ezo hi shifcha. Because the Pasuk, the Mishnah actually said, what did the Mishnah say? Where is it in the Mishnah? I think it's actually the brighter. So I'm confused, yeah?
the end.
Where? But find that. I'm not arguing.
The top of the...
Ezo Shifcha. Thank you. The very first line of the new Amud. Ezo Hi Shifcha. Right. Okay. The Gemara says Ezo Shifcha. Ezo Hi Shifcha. Thank you. Thank you. Which what should we do about? Right. Vehevda Yachol Kula. When we say Hevda, it means she's fully redeemed. Tamud Omar Lo Nivdaita. She's not redeemed. Yachol Lo Nivdaita. It means she's a fully fledged Shifcha and not a half fledged Shifcha. Tamud Omar Vehevda. But we see that she is partially redeemed. Okay. How does it work? It says peduya va'ena peduya chatzis shiva v'chatzis bat chorin. Okay. Ured. Now here comes the difficulty. So here we see the machloket now between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, right, which is the parallel to our Mishnah. And here, what does Rabbi Akiva say? She's a chetzia shivcha v'chetzia bat chorin, u'meureset le'eved ivri, and she's engaged to a Jewish slave. To Rabbi Akiva, who are we speaking about? Why are you getting bringing a korban? Yeah, this shivcha is meureset le'eved ivri. To Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel omer b'shivcha kenani rakatuv medaber. Talking about a shivcha Knanit u'meureset le'eved ivri. So Rabbi Akiva says she's a half redeemed Moreset. Rabbi Shmuel says the fully fledged Shifcha Knanit Moreset Le'evet Ivri. Well, that's why I think that the Moreset here is not really Moreset like we know, but I think that when we said that the master can give his Evet Ivri a Shifcha Knanit to be within those 6 years that they're together, and then he has children from her, and then he goes home and leaves the children behind. I think that's the case over here. Because there's no kiddushin tofsin, you know. Even though she's chayvin mitzvahs like a woman, so to speak, we saw already before there was only in mitzvahs that a man and woman were both chayvin. Remember, we had this. So it can't really be a kiddush. Look, if she goes free, she becomes a Jew straight away. But I don't think at the moment. I don't think that's a good. I think it's more like I expect. I think the words is imkain matwun rabbi heftalon ifdaita. So then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that she's fully fledged kananit. Shivcha. So what is this half redeemed lashon of the Torah? So he says simply, Adam. That's what we mean when she's partially redeemed, because she's got a husband, so to speak. She's got a dedicated man. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. This is why the Shita changed the Masorah Shaf changed Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Omer kol arayot mefurashot lanu. All the arayos are mefurashot. And what is this one that's excluded? Chet yashivcha v'chet bat chorin. And he agrees, says like Rabbi. Like Rabbi Akiva, u'moreset le'evet ivri. So he seems to say it's also partially redeemed, and she's moreset. All three so far saying that they're moreset le'evet ivri. Right? Just Rabbi Shmuel says a fully fresh Kenani Shifcha, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lezman Azariah seem to say that they're partially redeemed. Achayim, a fourth opinion, and the brighter says, lo yumtu kilo chupasa. When that pasuk says, lo yumtu kilo chupasa, b'shifcha Kenani haktub medaber. Umureset levet knani. She says, yeah, difference. Why don't you get mazino? Why there's no mitta here? She's mureset levet knani. So we've got four opinions here, right? We've got Rabbi Akiva, who says partially redeemed evet ivri. Rabbi Shmuel says the fully fledged shivcha charufa evet ivri. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria seems like Rabbi Akiva. And then Achayim says we're talking about a partially redeemed Shifcha, but she is dedicated to an Evet Kanani. So it's like a Mishlam Rabbi Shmael, Veftoniv Data, right? We understand Rabbi Shmael Shita, because it says, the Lashon Veftoniv Data, Kikan Torah Divat Rabbi Shalom Adam. There's no real takers in the Psukim, it's just Torah speaking colloquially. Elediktani Mu'ureset Levet Ivri Minah, but we understand the first part of why she's not properly redeemed. But where does he get the Evet Ivri story from? Right? Where do we get this Moreset Le'evet Ivri? That's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi over here. L'Yishmael Moreset Le'evet Ivri Minale. So it says, Bishlom, it's a long Rashi, but it's quite important Rashi. It says, Bishlom Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Kleba Chetze Vat Chorin Lo Ba Yikra Diklem Lemeima Midechayev Ala Rachmane Vada Moreset Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Akiva, Rani Psukim, because it's Pashut. Since she's partially redeemed, right, it's pashut that she was married to an Eved Yisrael. The hatafsula kiddushin, you see that? Here the kiddushin works. Why? Because it works on the half that she's redeemed. So when she became a shivcha mushukhreret, she was already, remember, when she becomes a shivcha, she becomes a shivcha, she does giyur l'shem shivcha. She's chayvin mitzvahs. Now on the partial redemption, on the day that she's half a free woman, she's a Jewish woman. On the other half, she's still a slave. With me? Mm-hmm. So on the half that she was free, there the kiddushin will be tough, since she can be read. Hilchach, ikilimei ma'alei ben ivri. Nitka tshashara rabo mosra lo ba'al korcho. Klefash Bekidushin, Daf Yudalet. Vrole Veknani, Shere Asuralo. And there it works because he has to give her a Jew. And it can work. El Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Shivcha Gemura. Rabbi Shmuel says she's a fully fledged Shivcha. Moreshet Eved Ivri, Minale, how can it work? There it can't work. The Amar Eved Ivri, Shere Asuralo. Dilma, Leved Kanani. So maybe, no, really, Rabbi Shmuel is a little bit confused over here, and it's an Eved Kanani that she is dedicated to, not to an Eved Ivri. That's our kasha here with Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Nazaria, Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara says, okay, another question. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Lazar Nazaria? That's the exception of Rabbi Akiva. So what chiddush is he giving us? Yeah? The Gemara says, no, that Rabbi Lazar Nazaria is actually answering Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel comes. We've got two questions. We still haven't answered the question on Rabbi Shmuel, right? On how do you know that it can be an Eved Ivri? The Gemara asks a new question now. This Rabbi Lazar is the same as Rabbi Akiva. So he says, no, Rabbi Shmuel is answering Rabbi Lazar answering Rabbi Shmuel. He says like this. Ladidi, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with Rabbi Shmuel. There is a rule, and Achinami, the Torah, Dabra, Belashom, and Adam. However, here in this particular case, Vachashani, that's different. Why? Michtekativ lekra, the pasuk says, Kilochu pasa. Vehevda lo nivdata. It mentions it twice. This concept of partial redemption is mentioned twice in the pasuk. Look at it. Ishkishkav ish shechvatzer, vehi shivcha. So why do we need double ashon? Lama lo shma minal hachat. And this is what it comes to tell us. Lechatzir shivcha tzibitchori. And that's why Dafka mentioning you're not b'nei Adam. This is unique to this pasuk. This is a partially redeemed woman. How can you say she's a fully fledged shivcha knanit, right? Mm-hmm. That's a straightforward question there, which is clear. Now, Gemara says, L'achayim, also a question. Why? L'achayim, bishlo b'hefta lo nivdat. Remember, Achayim were the ones who said, talking about Shifcha Knanit and Moreset to an Eved Knanit. Says Acherim Bishlom Heftar Lo Nivdat. We understand the partial stuff because we can say simply like Rabbi Yishmael, Ksav Adi B'Torah Bishlom Adam. So therefore, she's actually fully fledged Shifcha, but the Torah is just referred to because she has a husband, so to speak, as a partial redeemed. El Ahad Eved Knani. Where does he get it from that she was with Eved Knani? So Amar Krak Yilochu Pasa. Im Elu Nyan Adida, Tenehu Nyan Adidei. Says over here, that's why. Obviously, you can't speak about her because we said Lashon Dibra, Torah Dibra, Lashon Dibra, Adam is actually a fully fledged Shivcha. So, therefore, what's this half redeemed? Must be him. And who's going to only be half redeemed? It can't be a half. You haven't got a half redeemed Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is either a slave or he's free. So, it must be a half redeemed Eved Knani that is with her. That's what it must be. So, the other questions we never answered, new Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. Kol Ha'arayas Echad Gadol Be'Echad Kan. It's continuing on this back of this one, right? Kol Ha'arayas, right? Echad gadol v'echad katan, a katan patur. In a case where there is, one of them is a gadol, one's a katan. The katan is patur, the gadol gets malkot. Echad er v'echad yashan. If the one's sleeping, the one's awake. Yashan patur, one sleeping is patur. And the one who's obviously awake gets malkot. Echad shogeg v'echad mezid. Shogeg v'chatat u'mezid v'karet. And the shogeg gets chatat and the mezid gets karet. However, here we learn a little bit differently, right? With regards to a shivcha, with a shivcha. The Gemara says, no, what, you're going to tell me now, v'hacha katan chayev? And here, in the case of a shivcha wife, she's a katan, she must be chayev. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hachik, that's what we're going to say. Kol harayis echad gadol v'echad katan, katan patur v'gadol chayev. V'hacha gadol nami patur. No, on the contrary, we're being makil here. We're not being machmir. Here, there's a kula. If one of them is patur, they're all patur. Okay, with regard to shivcha. So if shivcha is katan and a guy is a gadol, she's with her, they're both patur. Just a patur. And vice versa. If she's a gadol and he's a katan, they're both patur. Next question. Sorry, by time. Why? Mikasha and Adari, because the hekesh between the two of them. The hekesh directly between Gadol and Katan for the Pasha. The Mishnah says, Kol harayos echad nir v'echad yashan, yashan patur. Okay, next question the Mishnah. Casey, what's he? One's awake. What? V'chan yashan, nami chay. You tell me here that the chay, nami chay. V'chan yashan, nami chay. V'chan yashan, kol harayos echad nir v'echad yashan, yashan patur, nir chay. V'chan afilu nir patur. Same thing over here. We got a kumla. My time, the Mikasha and Adari, because the hekesh between the two of them.
It's the same as an
honest. Honest always patur. Well,
she's
Patre.
She's
Patre,
but he's...
You mean if he raped her?
Yeah.
If he raped her, is there rape on a slave?
Well, she must be Patre, so then the question is he Chayav?
You mean the Torah... At the moment we're discussing it with them, they both got Ratzo. When they got Ratzo, you say, what would happen in the case? In the case of rape, if she's a Shivcha, Goya...
Okay,
Then
if she was a minor or a virgin, or if she acted unwillingly as a victim of rape or was asleep, he is exempt.
Because she, wow.
Minor.
Who calls that there? What, is it the Rambam?
This is according to Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of the Mishnah, citing Rav.
No, but where do we see the, where do we see here? Wow. Okay, which Mishnah is that in Kiddushin?
Which are we reading?
Seems over here that even if, that if she's if it's rape, because she's patur, also patur. Okay, which is was my instinct would be the case, right? But yeah, it gives them a core.
Which in the case of a slave.
No, that's the Rambam writes that a boy should at least 9 one day occasion intercourse with a spouse, maidservant, she is liable to receive lashes and he must bring an offering.
So for many non, the Rambam says they chayev, but it seems that only chayev, both of them are chayev. If under one circumstance one will be patur, then they're all patur. Okay. Tani kamed Rav Sheshet. Now Tani learned to write in front of Rav Sheshet. He says like this: Asu gomer kamare. He says we're making our gomer, completing the act of intercourse, as if it was only the partial act of intercourse. Mit kavein, if there's kavona, kashen mit kavein, like there wasn't kavona. Kedarka, if it's in the normal way, kashlo kedarka, like if they had, unnatural. Niur kiyashan, if she was awake, as if she was sleeping. So it seems to here, if you look at the actual way the bright is going, it's making all the chiyuvim on the base. And we're saying all the ones which thought were patur actually like the chiyuv. Because gomer bia is vadai bia. Ma'are is the safek bia. You with me? Ma'are is where we've got a doubt. He says gomer is like ma'are. And we're saying that niur is yashay is like niur is like yashay. Right? So well, it's gomer kamare. Bikaven kishem ikaven. Kedarka shlo kedarka. Niur ke yashay. Awake like sleeping. Which seems to imply that you patur in all the cases. So I'm like, Mark, what are you talking about? If you're talking about Shifra Harufa here, Ketani, that's what you're teaching me. Am I asu gomer kemare? Why are you saying gomer is like ma'are? Gomer b'shifra harufa mechayev, ma'are lo mechayev. It's the other way around. Right? You got it? It's all upside down, yeah, you're bright, if you're talking about Shifra. And furthermore, mitkaven, kishon mitkaven. What are you talking about? How can you have kavona like not with kavona? You got kavona, you chayev, and you lo mechayeva. Ukedarka again, in the right way, kishon kedarka, well, I understand. If you do it the right way, you chayev. So what's going on here? My timer, and what's the reason for all of these things that you chayev anyone? He says again, my niur kiyashen, my new. What's going on over here? You say niur kiyashen. That was what's going on over here. So if you're teaching me a bright about shifcha charufa, you got it wrong. You with me? Clear? Right? Everybody? Ve'i b'shara rayot. If you want to teach me din shara rayot. Tanita, that's what you wanted to teach. The should have been changed differently. Misharayot kak tanita, asu gomer kemare. Are you going to say gomer is like maare? Ipcha, the other way around, right? Ibayilele mite. You should have learned it the other way around. In other words, maare is like gomer. Look at Rashi over here. Misharayot katani ipcha ibayile asu maare baarayot chayev kagomer. Shelo kedarka, chayev kedarka. There, you ashara rayas, we aren't so fussy, right? Even if you only do ma'are, you chayev already on bia. If you already do shelo kedarka, so chayev on darka. The mishka ve'isha kativ, right? So what's going on over here? So the brighter, the Tana says to Rav Sheshet, Amalei, ismaye, must I delete this brighter? Have I got it all wrong? So he says, no, don't delete it, just learn it properly. Amalei, lo, hachi kitani, say like this, asu gomer, shelo kedarka, b'shifcha charufa delo mechayve kema'are kedarka. See what he's saying over here? It's got shifcha. We're saying like this: if you did gomer, you did a proper bia, but shelo kedarka, right? Not in the normal way of having relations with a shifcha charufa, you aren't chayev. Just like if you did ma'are kedarka, the words gomer lo kedarka is also a patur, just like ma'are kedarka is a patur. And the shifchat zeriket, because the shifchat zeriket ziv. Okay? So now he says like this, mitkavein, right? And then mitkavein, the shittim akubetit, look at the shittim akubetit, yeah, I'm going to read it from there, because the salt is a little bit mashubash, the next 2-3 lines. Shittim akubetit, ot bet, says like this, mitkavein, b'shelo kedarka b'shifcha. If you had kavona, but in the wrong way of the act of bia, you delo chayev, k'she'ein mitkaven k'darka. Just like if you didn't have kavona and you did it the proper way, that you also are the patur. Why? Again, the shivchat zera kativ. Then we say ni'er nimtza mitkaven hamar b'shivchat k'she'ein mitkaven ni'er shlo k'darka. Basically, what he's saying is all the things which aren't able to bring around Zriya, like if you have anal intercourse, which is a Gemara Toskei, you can't fall pregnant, right? So no matter how your kavona was or how you did it, it's not going to fall Zriya, therefore it's patur. So that is basically anything which can't create a pregnancy wouldn't be chayev. So when you have ma'arav, what the Gemara is called, you can't fall pregnant. I'm not sure why the Gemara thinks that, right? But you can't fall pregnant for ma'arav, therefore even if you had kavona, it wouldn't help. Okay? Nimtza mitkaven v'amere b'shivcha, all these things, k'she'en mitkaven b'chol arayot, or like no kavon other arayas, yesh kedarka k'yashan darayot, nimtza niyu shlo kedarka b'shivcha, k'yashan d'chol arayas, which make you patur, hadran lach arba m'chusha kapara, hadran lach arba m'chusha kapara, hadran lach arba m'chusare kapara. Okay. Okay, that took us 30 minutes. Actually, the fastest we've done any daf so far, second Torah. So we started on the Mishnah, previous Amud, up to Mishnah over here. Please God, we'll do it on time. Okay, Amrulo, new Mishnah, new Perek. Amrulo, so now Amrulo over here seems to sound like Amrulo in the plural, right? That they said to him, in other words, Adim. We'll see now in a minute, or in a few minutes, that's not necessarily the case. So Amrulo, they said to him, Achal techeilev, you ate chaylev. So now, if he ate chaylev, obviously they're telling him this, he never knew it. It wasn't with kavod, it wasn't with mazid. So therefore, he has to bring a korban chata. The Mishnah says, Amru lo achal techeilev bevi chata. Look at Rashi, Amru lo farash gemori, we'll see what it was. Right? Eid omer achal, v'eid omer lo achal. Now we've got two contradictory eidim. Or isha omer achal, isha omer lo achal. One woman says you ate, one woman says you didn't eat. Maybe asham talui. See that? Because now he brings an Asham Talui. Remember, the Asham Talui is to protect him, right? Until he knows for certain. This is important. Especially as far as the Mishnah is concerned, this is what the Mishnah is going to call the Emtza'uta, the middle halacha. The first halacha said, Amru lo, maybe chatat. The second halacha, or the middle halacha is, Eid says, Achal, Vuhu omer lo achalti, patur. Right? If one Eid says you ate, and he says, I didn't eat, you patur. Shnayim omrim achal. Two say ate that you ate. Vahu omer lo achalti. And he says, I didn't eat. And it was called makhish. Right? He's a makhish, the two eidim over here. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir says he is chayev. And now the Agor HaBach adds in here, the chachamim potrin. The chachamim say he is patur. So two eidim tell you ate. And you say, I didn't eat. You patur according to chachamim. Rabbi Meir says you chayev. See that, eh? Even though there are two eidim here, you say you didn't eat, you patur. Tulik chachamim. Amri Meir. Meir says, I don't understand. Why are we listening to what he wanted to say? Ime viyo shnayim l'day mita chamura lo yeviyo l'day korban akel. Two eidim can sentence him to death. If two eidim we saw you killing somebody, we don't care that the guy said I didn't kill him. So why suddenly we're listening to the guy when he says I never ate chaylev? This is a good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the man's got a good question. Right, got anybody to answer? Anybody wants just an answer? I don't know. Good question. So Amrulo, so Chamim said to him. Right, so Chamim said to him, don't get carried away, Rabbi Meir. Right? Im yirtze lomar meizid hayiti patur. Because look what happened. The guy, two of them come and say, we saw you eating malk. We saw you eating chaylev. Now if he ate chaylev with b'shogeg, it's got to be a korban, right? So what could he say to them? What could he say to them? A little bit mazid. I'm never sure, gag. Now, mazid, you patur a korban. When are you chayving a korban? He's a sure, gag. He said, what are you doing when I ate chaylev? I ate it on purpose. Leave me alone. So now he's basically, if there was hatra'a, so he'd get malkut. But there wasn't hatra'a, so he's chayv karet, right? But he definitely patur from the korban. So that's what Chachamim said to Rabbi Meir. Of course, we're going to listen to him because at the same token, he could have said, If he had said, in other words, right, Chachamim say, it's a little bit difficult this. Rabbi Meir said, if two Adim come, right, and they said they were listening, Chachamim said that he would listen to them. So I'm not sure exactly the question. Achal chalev v'chalev behelem echat. So now if he ate chalev twice, with one, in one, what do we call it? We had a term for it the other day. In one lapse of awareness. Thank you. Elo chayev ela achat. He's only chayev one korban. Achal chelev adam upigu v'not amen amachab. If he ate all these different three things, chayev akol achat v'achat. The other mishnah samira. Zeh chomer b'minyan harbe min echad. So you've got some things which are more chamer with regards to minyan than with regards to the actual tap, which is the case over here. Then chelev v'chelev is only chayev one korban. Where if he ate not tarot etc. in one lapse, he's chayev on all of them. And then there's another example where it depends on the min, other than the number. She'im achal kechatzi zayit, v'chazar v'achal kechatzi zayit acher, v'lamachat mimin echad, if he ate chayle v'bichayev, here, mishnei min v'patur. So there, another with two minim, in a full lap, a lapse, within one lapse, two full kezaitim is chayev two. But in one lapse, if you add half a kezait of pigul, half a kezait of notar, isn't done being a korban at all. On the other hand, with one min, if he ate one, if he did eat a chetzi kezait with two chetzi kezait in single lapses, they would join together and he would be chayv a korban. Okay, ketani, the Mishnah like ketani, we learned at the very beginning of the Mishnah. Amrulo, achal techelev, you ate chelev. Amrulo seems to imply two aidim telling this, maybe chatat. And he brings a chatat. So now the question is, Amru, when we say Amru, Kama Havyan, how many people said Amru? Right? So Gemara says, train, there are two. Vahu ma amar lehon, and what did he say to them? So ilay medeshatik velo kemakhish lehu. There, if you want to say that he never said anything, kept quiet, vudelo kemakhish lehu. So then, what are we going to say? So then we're going to say that why was he chayev there? There were two adim. They said to him, he ate chaylev. He never answered them back, and therefore he's quiet. He's chayev. Ela, shtika de treinu de mei vichatat. So why was he chayev? Because of the shtika. The Agolabach said, Ela, al shtika de train. Therefore it's on the case of shtika that he's chayev. Ah. So if it's two that he was shtika to, that's why he's chayev. If it's al shtika dechad, but if it was shtika dechad, if one said to him that you ate chaylev, and he never answered them back, then what would be the case? It'd be patur, right? Because when's he chayev? Shtika to two. If it's shtika to one, if one says you ate chaylev and he never keeps quiet, he should be patur. Mm-hmm. Right? So now the girl says, wait a second. So if we learn from the first case that only when there are two people who say to him that he's chayev and he keeps quiet, that he's chayev, and if one person says to him, you ate chayev and he's quiet, then he's patur. So what's up? What do we need the second case of the Mishnah for? That middle place. Eima metziata. When we had that next case of the Mishnah, we said, the fourth line of the Mishnah, Eilo me'achal, vuo me'lo achalti patur. But there, what was the case? Was it shtika? It wasn't shtika. He replied, and we said he's patur. So the Gemara says, "Eilo merachav huomer lo achalti patur." Time was he patur there? The makchish lei, because it seems he's patur because he said no. Aval shatik, if he hadn't said no, then what would the outcome have been? If one aide said to him, "You ate chayev," chayev. We just learned a second ago that when are you chayev? Only if two aides tell you you ate chayev and you keep quiet. If one aide tells you that you ate chayev and you keep quiet, you patur. So what do I need the second case for? You with me? Mm-hmm. Clear? Second case is purely out of the redundant here. The kosher can try, and how much more so if two tell me that I am chayev. Ella de makhish lehu. So the Gemara says no. What is this case over here? De makhish lehu. Man, who is it to be meir he? Actually, this is Rabbi Meir. The Amar hamakhat de bay trei lav hakhashahi. It's Rabbi Meir. This din is specifically Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that if two people tell you something and you makhish, you cannot makhish two. But Rabbanan patur. Rabbanan say no problem. Even if two tell you ate chalev and you makhish them, you dispute them, you patur. So the Gemara is saying that that case is really explained to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, I understand. Maika mashmelan. So what's the chiddush over here? Misayfa shamat mina. We've already learned that from the Seifa. Right? So what's the chiddush over here? What are we learning here? The Gemara says, no. Hachi ka'amar. Then haka mashmelan is changed. The Gemara says, Rashi changed it. Look at Rashi there. Says, hachi ka'amar. This is what you really want to understand. Hachika amalan, davar ze machloket, Rabbi Meir Rabbanan, vahu de makhish lehu. That's really what the Mishnah is telling us. Look at Rashi. Seifa davarzeh sharinu lemala amru lo lachalte v'chulei. Medichat adlav divrei hakoli. It's not the Mishnah on all of them. And the Mishnah is v'chachamim. Shri Meir omer ime v'yushnai v'chachamim omerim v'seifa mefarsh l'ashe. Basically the end of the bright of the Mishnah here, which is explaining the machloket of Rabbi Meir v'chachamim. So you can't now start making all your derivatives here out of the Mishnah, because really they aren't talking about different things. There's a Mishnah, Machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbi Chachamim, and the rest of the Mishnah is explaining the Machloket between them. That's the first way of explaining this apparent contradiction here and how we would learn the Mishnah. Ikar Amri, which is another way of learning this, another possible answer. Look, Rashi, Hachi Parich Hashas, Amru Mashma. So it says no. This is how you can understand the question of the Shas. The Gemara is asking, says like this, Amru lo. When the Mishnah said at the very beginning, Amru lo, right? So it's Chad Nami Karile. That's the Gemara's question. Is that Amru lo always two? Or can Amru lo even mean 1 aid? But we say Amru lo is like the aid, the witness. Right? Witness is referred to as the witnesses. Even if it's one witness, he's considered the witnesses. Right? Where would we know that from? Now we're going to Mishnah. I think it's Masech Kiddushin. Yivamot, yeah, Yivamot, sorry. Haisha shalach bala minat hayam, ubahu v'amrula meit balech. Woman, husband goes away. Come and they tell her your husband's died. V'nisait, and she marries somebody else. V'acharkach ba bala. Suddenly she's sitting at home one day with a new husband and knock on the door, because they changed the lock. Right? And she opens the door and who walks in? Her first husband. Hello, honey, I'm home. Right? So he says, what's halacha? Teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. She has to divorce both of them. Right? So now the Gemara says, how do we know that that... So what's going on here? But the kaimelan, the afilu b'chad. And from that Mishnah there, in Yevamot, we learn that when it says amru lo, because the other Mishnah said, va'amru la, meit balech. They said to her, and who's they? And we'll see in a second that even if 1 aid said it to her. How do we know that? Mimai. Miniktani say, for the end of that Mishnah there in Yevamot, says, Niseit shelo berushut, muteret lachzor lo. If she married the second guy without rushut, she can walk away from the second guy and go back to the first guy. Right? Now, what does it mean without rushut? We'll see in a second. Look at Rashi, muteret lachzor lo. Larishon, to the first one. Right? When we said the Alpi Adim she'amrula, we're talking about two. They said meit balech. Ulefichach muteret l'rishon. She'd go back to the first one. Sharei anusahi. Because she didn't marry out of choice. She was an anusa. Two Adim told her that her husband died. So therefore, she'shnaim amrula. The ones b'Yisrael shari. See that? Anus rachmana patrei. She was anus. When two Adam come and tell you that your husband died, what do you want her to do? Live on her own. Is it an amana? So she got remarried.
And if it was one, she can't go back.
If she was 1 aid, she can't go back. Now, why not? Obviously, why is 1 aid can't go back? Now, it's a good point, but you'll see why it gets slightly technical. Now, the Gemara says, "My shelo berishut," because there we said, "Midiktani seifa nis'eit shelo berishut muteret." So what does it mean she got married without rishut, she can go back to her husband? You think the other way around, right? If she got married with rishut, she can go back to her husband because she did it by the book. Here it says she got married below rishut. What does it mean below without permission? She lo berishut beitin. She got married without the rishut of beitin. When do you need the rishut of beitin to marry a second husband? If there was only 1 aid. 1 aid came and said your husband died. There's no other aid. That aid goes to beitin. Beitin crawl the guy, conclude that the Eidut is a good Eidut. They say on the basis of 1 aid, we are now allowing you to marry a second man. Right? Look at that. Beit din, right? If you see there, the Ve'ed Echad is in brackets. Bishut Beit din Ve'ed Echad. If you look at the Masod HaShas, right? He says, Ita Ela Ve'edim. Right? Shelo Bishut Beit din Ela Ve'edim.
Shows
that Eidim
could be one.
Right. That Eidim, Bichlal Dereisha, Berishut Beitin Ube'ed Echad. That's why he changed it around. You see that? So we see the ratio when we see that she had to leave them both. So he said that's why she changes it. Said Shelo Berishut Beitin Ela Eidim. That's when she got married with Eidim. So there she can undo it. But Michal the ratio where she had to leave them both was Rishut Beit Din Uba Eidechad, Al Megaba Eidechad, Ketani Amru, and the Brighton with regards to the case where she had leave her husband was with Rishut Beit Din, and Eidechad, then the Mishnah said, Amrula. Amru in the plural. So Amrula in the plural meant one aid. So Bahachanami, Diktani Amrula, Mashma Filu Eidechad. So that's so the two ways of understanding the question. The first way we learned the Gemara was, if we derive from the different halachas, we come to a stira, we explain there's no stira, it's actually explaining a machlok remer and Rabbi Chachamim. The second question of the Gemara is, what is this Amrulo? Is this Amrulo 2 or is Amrulo 1? Because Amrulo can also be 1. You with me? Right. So now the Gemara says, Vahu my ka'amar. So now this Vahu here, what's going on over here? Because it says here, Amrulo v'achalti v'chalati, Vahu omer lo achalti. In the second, it says, Eid omer achal. If there we talk about a case where he was makish the one aid, so would it be a korban? Definitely not. V'haketani mitzid. The first. Now we go back to understanding the problems again in the different ways of understanding the Mishnah. Because if it says there, who? What's who? If we say that he was makish, he disputed, would it be a korban? But here we see from the second halacha there in the middle halacha, v'haketani mitzaita aid echad omer achal, v'hu omer lo achalti patur. So we see there, when is he patur? Now we know that Amrulo can mean one aid. And when is he patur? Only when he's makhish. Ele deshatik. Right, what happens? Patur. Ele deshatik. Mimitzut shma mina. Right, what are we going to stand from the Mishnah in the middle case? Right, he says, shma mina diktani eid echad omer. And there, so we know we're talking about Eid Echad. What are we talking about? Time at a Kamashle. That's why it's Patru. But if he kept quiet, he'd be Chayiv with one Eid. So we're back to our problem again now, right? So what it says, no. Le'olam Makhishlei. Really, we speak about a case of, under all circumstances, Makhish. Vachik, let's say you're going to learn the Mishnah. Amrulo, Achal Techelev, maybe Chatat. If they said to him that you brought a Chelev, he brings a Chatat. But Mamurim, the Shatik, but he kept quiet. About Makhishlei Patur. It's Makhish Patur. It's always the case. Amru law, the first case, the second case, irrespective. One, two, okay, Umid. So now Gemara says like this. Umid Doraita Minala and the law Makhish Lechayev. And from Umid Doraita, how do we know, right, that Mina Torah, that if he isn't Makhish, he keeps quiet, that he's Chayev? Tarama, because the writer, Ohoda Elav Chet Chatato. Velo Shuyo Diuhu Acherim. Says, yeah, Ohoda Elav. Means he knew. If he knows, he's not going to be Makhish. Not that others tell him. Others tell him, that doesn't count. He has to know. So therefore, if he's makhish, he's patur. Yachol afilu ein makhishin. What if he isn't makhish? Will he also be patur? Tamud lomar, o hoda elav, miko mako. Right? Haydaluk Rashi, mashra me'atzmo v'lo shiyudu acherim. B'ma askina, what are we talking about? Ilema betrain, if they took at Eidim. Ilema betrain, train v'ein makhishin kra. Ba'i, if they're two, and he doesn't makhish, do we need a pasuk for that? Obviously, we don't need a pasuk for two, he doesn't makhish. Ella, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of Elalav Bechad. We're talking about only one aid over here. Uketani ki aid makhishin. And when Uketani ki aid makhishin. Uketani ki aid makhisho maheiman. Sorry, that's a change over here. Right? That aid makhisho, he doesn't makhish the aid that came to talk to him. Oh boy, Mahayman Shma Mina. Help me out there at the end there. What's going on over here?
He's not makhish.
Train, the aid makhishin krav by Ella, love, bechad katani, ki aid makhishan, even if he isn't makhish.
Mm-hmm.
So how can he be, what's he neman if he isn't makhish?
The aid is.
Who's neman here? Him or the aid?
Sounds like
the aid, right? So if he isn't makrish, then meheiman.
Then one aid can make you chayv,
even if only one aid. If you aren't makrish, you patur. Right. If you are makrish, you chayv.